Mishnah Beis, we're now going to see another exception to the law of Bosis Ledover Ha'osur, that something holding a Mukta item is considered Mukta itself, and that is if the Mukta item was not placed there intentionally. Rather, let's say somebody put it there during the week, and he forgot it there. He didn't intend to use the non-Mukta item as a base to hold this item. Rather, he just left it there. In such a case, the non-Mukta item does not become a Bosis Ledover Ha'osur. It does not become mukta itself, and because of that, if one needs to move the non-mukta item, even if that will cause the mukta item to be moved indirectly, it is nevertheless permitted as long as the reason why he's moving that non-mukta item is for the sake of the non-mukta item. He can't move the non-mukta item only for the sake of indirectly moving the mukta item. So for example, ha'even shal pi chovis, if a stone is on the mouth of a barrel, at the opening of the barrel, so one cannot drink the wine, and he can't pour out the wine without moving the stone. Matal tzido, he is allowed to tilt the barrel on its side, v'hine feles, so that the stone will fall down. And of course here he's doing it for the sake of the barrel itself, for the sake of accessing the wine, not for the sake of the mukta stone. Now the Mishnah implies that one is not allowed to lift up the barrel and then indirectly tilt over the barrel so that the stone falls down. Rather, you're only allowed to tilt the barrel to the side. However, if you need to lift it up in order to remove the stone, so then you're allowed to do so. For example, if this barrel of wine was among lots of other barrels of wine, so if you just tilt it now, either there's no space to tilt it, or if you tilt it, the stone might hit another barrel and make a hole in the other barrel. And so in that case, Magbil, you're allowed to lift up the entire barrel, take it away from where the rest of the barrels are, and then Umatal Tid of Hinofeles, tilt it on the side so that the stone falls down. Alright, similar case, Mois Shal Hakar. If there's money on a pillow, and the person wants to use the pillow, then Neres Hakar Vehinofeles, one is allowed to shake the pillow so that the money falls down, but once again, he's not allowed to lift up the pillow, if that is not entirely necessary. And once again, we're discussing a case where the money was forgotten on the pillow, because if it was placed there intentionally, then the pillow becomes a Bosis Ledover Ha'osur, which means that it itself becomes Mukta, so you won't be able to shake it about, because that's like shaking about the money itself. You're only allowed to do this if the base is not considered a Bosis Ledover Ha'osur. And the Gemara explains that if one needs the space where the pillow is, or where the barrels are, then even if it is a Bosis Ledover Ha'osur, one is still allowed to move the mukta items, because as we learned earlier on in the Masechta, even totally mukta things are allowed to be moved to the tzorech makomai if you need the space where those things are right now. Since we're discussing a pillow, the Mishnah continues with another halacha which applies to that, although it does not have anything to do with mukta directly. If there was a dirty spot on the pillow, and we're talking about a pillow which is made out of a material which absorbs water, so it's some sort of cloth, says the Mishnah, Mekancho Bismartut, one is allowed to clean it with a material which is used for cleaning things, or for scrubbing things, but one is not allowed to add water to it, since adding water to the cloth is like washing it, and it's forbidden to wash clothes and this as well on Shabbos. However, Hagisah Shal Ur, if a pillow is made out of leather, which does not absorb water, then one is allowed to add water until the spot of dirt is no longer, and it has been removed, but once again over here one would not be able to scrub the water in, because that would once again be considered like washing.